Scud Peabody was a genius. Of that, Hedge was certain. He'd come to the conclusion earlier in the day while seated beside Scud at Milo's Corner Diner, before it became obvious he was going to need a toaster. Milo's Corner Diner was an unimaginative self-description with broad windows on two sides that faced the streets. A perpetual greasy haze hung about the ceiling, and the place smelled of hot sausage and syrup. The walls were a sickly off-yellow, like the watered-down orange juice, and a ceiling fan with a broken blade jerked lazily all year round.
"You don't look like a plant,"
Scud stuttered. He did this sometimes, and his whole face squinted in an effort to get a word past his lips. Scud Peabody was a scruffy, skinny troll of a man whose eyes bulged from his head like mushroom bulbs at the end of their stalks, jerking from one object to the next, his mind a constantly spinning carousel of jangling, obnoxious thought. He had a baggy hound dog face with a stubbly mouth always hanging open.
"Exactly," said Hedge.
"I'm in disguise." Scud Peabody was the only person who believed Hedge was a plant alien, because Scud Peabody was the only person wide-minded enough to do so. Because he was so wide-minded, it made sense that everyone thought Scud was an idiot.
"Scud, you're an idiot," sneered Gary Thorne from a table by the window. "He's jerking your chain."
Gary Thorne was an unemployed truck driver who spent most of his time at the diner, sneering at Scud or anyone else who caught his attention. He sneered at the waitress who took his order, sneered at the fellows who sat at the table with him, sneered at his children who would inherit his sneer and be hated by everyone around them. And people did hate Gary Thorne, but they also knew that to not be an ally of Gary Thorne was to be his victim. Most people tactfully agreed to permit cruelty rather than risk being subject to it. Which was why Scud Peabody, who did not join them, who cultivated his own opinions, and did not fear the regular chastisement of Gary Thorne, was a genius. And because Scud was a genius, Hedge knew there was no point trying to deceive him.
"You ain't lying to me, is you?"
Scud's distended eyeballs bulged imploringly.
"Plants don't lie," said Hedge.
Scud considered this.
"Ain't posing as a person a lie?"
Hedge wondered how no one else could tell that Scud was a genius.
"It is deception," Hedge explained, "but for the purpose of self-preservation. Some birds pantomime broken wing to lure predators away from their young. Some moths disguise themselves with the pattern of poisonous insects. Some insects take on the appearance of sticks in an effort to blend into their surroundings. But they, like myself, behave so in order to survive. Should we come out of obscurity, there is no shortage of scientists who would be interested in studying us instead of the other way around, which would be a great hindrance to the mission. Ain't telling me about it dangerous?"
"Idiot,"
came another cry, not Gary Thorne this time, followed by a few broken cackles.
"No one believes me," said Hedge.
"It's doubtful anyone would believe you." Scud smiled.
"You sure is smart, Hedge. I wonders why you ain't a fancy scientist off in a laboratory inventing gadgets to make life easy for rich folks. Think that's what I would do if I were so smart as you and not so soft in the pate."
Hedge liked Scud a great deal. He was blunt and unassuming, and his character was louder than his mouth. He took an interest in those who required aid, from steadying the waitress who struggled to carry her order to bringing grubs to the hatchlings nesting in the crook of the main window.
"You fecktard," crowed Gary Thorne. "Course he's lying. Birds ain't smart. Their brains ain't no more powerful than yours, and you're about as smart as a sock full of nickels."